remember this number and put it down below in the comment section so we don't forget it during the reading of this video, these news stories. Right now, the total market cap of XRP is $28.9 billion. Write that down, type it down below, and let's move to these stories. There's two stories I want to go over with you. The first one, they're done in order on purpose. This is out of You Today. Binance injects millions of XRP into a mysterious wallet at a good price opportunity. It says, multi-million XRP chunk has been withdrawn from Binance after XRP price provided a good opportunity for it. And we all know that we had a little dip in the price, a pretty good dip in XRP in the last week. Prominent blockchain tracking bot Whale Alert has noticed two massive XRP transfers made by whales over the last 8 hours. One of them was withdrawn from the largest cryptocurrency trading platform, Binance, to an anonymous wallet. This happened when XRP price undertook an attempt to surge and pair its recent losses suffered in the market. It was a total of 27.5 million XRP were noted, leaving Binance, the Binance exchange, and landing in an unknown wallet. That's a lot of XRP. Hashtag XRP if you own XRP. I'm curious how many people are watching this own it. And if you don't XRP, just say I don't have any. I'm just curious how many people are watching this video that don't own any. Now, the data disclosed by XRP Explorer, BitHomp, shows that the receiving address also belongs to Binance. Therefore, rather than a purchase and a withdrawal, this now becomes Binance reshuffling its XRP holdings and moving them into a separate wallet. Now, this is where it gets really interesting. Curiously, the second major cryptocurrency transfer, which carried 100 million XRP from one anonymous wallet to another, was also made between two wallets linked to Binance. So it's an interesting shuffle. Thus, it was this exchange that made both transactions mentioned above, which carried 127.5 million XRP cumulatively. This amount of crypto is estimated at around $68 million in fiat. Now, Chad, I want you to look at this story here. This is interesting to me. 19 banks report exposure to XRP, and this is an old story. This was back in November because we're about to completely wrap up this massive lawsuit between Ripple and the SEC. This was dated. This story came out November 20th. And remember the number I had you guys remember. What's the number, the total market cap right now of XRP? Put it down below. The reason why this is important, because in November, 19 banks reported exposure to XRP. And I've told you that banks are going to be buying this up, especially in earnest after this SEC lawsuit is finalized. Okay? As of before this lawsuit is finished, these 19 banks reported total exposure of XRP totaling $9.4 billion. Now, when you think about this, and this story comes out of the Crypto Basic, when you look at the total market cap of XRP being at, where are we at? $28 billion. To think that there are banks out there that already have investments in XRP. What they're doing is they're slowly buying it up. They are positioning themselves for the future success of that lawsuit. Now, none of this is financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor. We all know that. I have a group of crypto that I keep for long-term investments, and XRP is one of them. It's one of my major holdings. I also trade cryptocurrencies. I have, you know, a couple of exchange accounts, and I make money trading crypto. And as a matter of fact, today's the last day for the Crypto Trader Pro course, the the pre-filming discount of $189 if you want to. And that also, today is the last day to get into Joe's weekly trade calls and all that stuff that we put together to continue your education. So neither of those will be at today's prices as of tonight, midnight. The link's down below if you want. But my point being is that when we see these stories and like what the SEC is throwing things at the wall to see what sticks, and the latest one being this $2 billion settlement, yeah, we'll shut down. It's like complete insanity to me what the SEC is trying to get away with. And they're failing on all fronts. And it was this massive, in my opinion, you know, type five, if you agree with me, it was a last shot at desperation from the U.S. government, because they want to control Ripple and that XRP blockchain, because they know that that's the one that Ripple has been helping countries around the world develop their digital currencies to run on top of it. And the U.S. knows that if they lose this opportunity to control it, they're not going to have SWIFT codes anymore. They're not going to have SWIFT system. And so that's why I've been invested in it for so long. And again, none of this is trading advice, because you could lose your butt on crypto, right? I've been into that since it was 2 cents. Now it's sitting at what, 50 cents. Pretty exciting to see this stuff happen. And yes, I've been adding to my position size ever since the SEC came in and smacked Ripple down, thus causing the price to drop in XRP. When you look at the last spike, when Bitcoin went parabolic back in like 2017, the last, you know, one of the first really good size spikes when it was all in the news, you look at the price of XRP and what it did back then. I can't even imagine what it's going to do once this SEC lawsuit is done. As a matter of fact, put your price predictions below. What do you think when Bitcoin hits 100,000, and if that's that time frame is coupled with the SEC lawsuit being finished, what do you think the price of XRP will be? Because the last big spike during that Bitcoin jump to like 19,000, XRP went up to what, $2.80 or $3, I don't remember the exact number. And there are a lot of people making an insane amount of money. And sometimes, actually all the time, when you do social media, you've got to put your neck on the line and you've got to make your predictions. Well, my prediction is that XRP, you will see XRP at numbers that will boggle your mind. And we're not talking 10 or 20 bucks. I think you're going to see XRP, the actual market cap, exceed one day Ethereum's, even with Ethereum rising. I know it sounds crazy, but it's because of the sheer magnitude of transactions that are going to be set up on that blockchain. That's just me. Let me know down below. I could be totally nuts. If you want to learn how to trade cryptocurrency, I think the course that we have put together, my team, is the best value on the internet to teach you the fundamentals, going from zero, no knowledge about Bitcoin at all, how to get it, all that stuff, to how to trade it and use software and how to read candlestick charts. And I think we put together the best value on the internet. So for the rest of the day, today's last day, Crypto Trader Pro is for sale, $189. And if you buy that and you subscribe to Joe, friend of mine, personal friend of mine, his weekly instruction and trading calls, that coupled, that's a $69 per month. This is the last day that'll ever go out, and then it's going back to $99. So if you want to learn about trading crypto and then you want to keep your training going and look at what Joe's doing with his trade calls, last week's trades, 10 out of 10 are all up. They're up between 10 and 18% in the last 4 or 5 days. So I can't say that's going to happen every week. There's definitely losers out there, but I can tell you all the students are off to a great start this week. Very excited, very exciting times. Hope you have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.